So over the next few weeks in worship, we're going to be digging into the roots of resilience, stories from our collective past that we can draw on for today, which is why I wanted to finish the message today by offering three ways to understand what resilience is and what it isn't. And I'm going to do that by using three dog photos, of course. Ready? So the first one, that resilience is radical acceptance. This is my new puppy, Archer. If you haven't yet met him on Facebook or Instagram, Archer is 9 weeks old, and this is how he looks about like 60% of the time. Totally, completely done. Totally exhausted, right? I wanted to start here with the definition of resilience because I wanted to make sure that we all know that resilience is not about meeting that place of yi tang che that Pema Chodron talks about and willing your way through it. Resilience is not pushing. Even though that's sometimes what we can think it is, like, right? Like the resilience is about stubborn insistence and perpetual effort. Just will your way through. But actually, resilience is the opposite of that. Resilience is about a kind of radical acceptance of the world, a radical acceptance of the world and of this moment of life and your place in it. Resilience is knowing that someone will come next. And resilience is about learning to receive and give and receive in a kind of ongoing rhythm. This is such good news for this moment, right? Like to know that whatever your days are, whatever your days are, they are your days. And living in them as they are and as you are, that is resilience. This brings me to the second point about resilience. Resilience is collective. This is Charlie, our 3-year-old dog. He's here playing with his new little brother. There is a lot about having a puppy. If you've had a puppy, you know, there's a lot about it that's amazing. They're so cute. And also having a puppy is just simply a lot, which is why I am so grateful to have Charlie helping us out because he is always teaching Archie about playing and hanging out and about some other things that sometimes I wish he wouldn't teach him about. But the point is we are all better at living in this time because we're all here and in it together. We are taught that resilience is an individual effort, something that some people have individually and some people don't. But actually, resilience is created through community, that is through strong social supports that provide a place both for mutual aid and for mutual accountability. As in relationships where people care for each other and where people can be real with each other, you know, about what genuine pain or struggle they may be experiencing. This brings us to the third thing I want to say about resilience, that resilience is more than surviving at all costs. Here's Archer doing things that maybe aren't the best choices as he's learning how to survive and thrive in this time. So as we look back on the stories from our collective past, that is, as we remember together, some of the wisdom that we will invoke is about ways that our ancestors really screwed up. For a lot of us, we will need to wrestle with the ways that our ancestors survived by making sure that other people didn't. These are vital lessons for us today, especially as we think about who is being asked to save the economy, right? Like who is being required to go back to work regardless, and for whom. We need to pay attention to how we are surviving and what and who we are willing to sacrifice along the way. Because we know that some of the coping techniques of survival that we have inherited, these are not life-giving, but life-destroying. And so what are the habits that we are cultivating that we will pass on to those who come next? How do we want to say that we survived? By what means? And with what values at the center? And with whose voices at the center? In his book, Resilience, Why Things Bounce Back, Andrew Zolli says that resilience now can never be something that we talk about in a silo, which is that other way of talking about resilience as collective, because life today is so profoundly at every possible level interdependent. And so there are always consequences to manage in our choices for surviving. So resilience must always be a matter of finding those things that aid our mutual adaptation, our mutual cooperation, our mutual coordination, even in the midst of life's perpetual disruption and change. And so in the coming weeks, as we remember our stories of resilience, our roots of resilience, I invite you to listen for these realities. One, that resilience is radical acceptance. Two, that resilience is collective. And three, that resilience must be more than survival at all costs. And then just notice how these three things are all playing out in your life here and now, as together we discover how we can persevere and thrive together.